Next, we go to concerns that cutbacks are leaving homeless patients without support when they are discharged from hospital. Some are apparently faced with the prospect of having to find shelter for themselves after the Department of Social Protection withdrew a dedicated liaison officer. We can talk now to Donal O'Malley of the Irish Association of Social Workers. Donal O'Malley, just talk us through very briefly what this liaison officer did.
Hi, Jonathan. What the liaison officer did was act as a conduit between medical social workers or social workers working in emergency departments and the central placement service, enabled them, these people being discharged from hospital, to have their needs identified and then hopefully placed appropriately in the homeless services.
And the removal of that post now, does that effectively mean that social workers need to go directly to that placement facility?
Well, it does, and unfortunately at the moment there's a bit of a standoff in that regard, and the central placement service is reluctant to take on that role. I think staff there recognise how vital this role has been, and the increased workload that has come on them has been quite unbearable.
When you say take on that role, if the protection officer, the liaison officer, was connecting your members, the social workers, with the central placement service, if your members talk directly to the placement service, surely the role is made redundant.
Well, it was a streamlining process. It enabled quicker access for people with, as I say, high medical need to be identified to the placement service and to be placed appropriately. As social workers individually then having to ring into individual workers in the service, it makes it more ad hoc, and we lose that kind of continuity of care that's so vital when you're dealing with such a vulnerable group.
And what's the practical upshot then of the loss of that, as you say, continuity of care? What impact does this have on homeless people and vulnerable people being discharged from hospital?
Well, currently at the moment, the experience has been that social workers have been unable to refer people in to the central placement service, and the placement service has required people to present directly themselves. And of course then they are not necessarily getting the appropriate placements, as much as appropriate placements are available, because of course the homeless services, as you can imagine, is under a huge demand at the moment, and this is leading to all sorts of problems, and people not having their being appropriately placed and not having their needs met.
Sure. The Department of Social Protection in a statement is saying that statutory responsibility for this lies with Dublin City Council. Dublin City Council, in a very brief statement, says it's actively engaged with colleagues in the HSE to put in place an adequate service response that addresses the needs of service users. There's also been a meeting underway this morning, I gather.
I understand that from talking to my colleagues in Impact, that they are trying to resolve the situation, and I certainly hope that that is going to come about sooner rather than later, to ensure again that this particularly vulnerable group aren't being held hostage, so to speak, while we are dealing with resources.
We have just some comments from the Impact Trade Union, which is saying that it's been agreed following the meeting that a number of people in Dublin City Council will deal with referrals. It looks on the face of it that some agreement has been arrived at here to accommodate or to deal with the removal of the post of the liaison officer.
I certainly hope that's the case, and I understand, as you say, from Impact, that that's what is being proposed. My experience from social workers on the ground is that this has yet to be put in place.
Okay, we await developments. Thanks for speaking with us, Donal O'Malley of the Irish Association of Social Workers there.